A reading from the Book of Wisdom. I prayed, and prudence was given me. I pleaded, and the spirit of wisdom came to me. I preferred her to scepter and throne, and deemed riches nothing in comparison with her. Nor did I liken any priceless gem to her, because all gold in view of her is a little sand, and before her silver is to be accounted mire. Beyond health and comeliness, I loved her, and I chose to have her rather than the light, because the splendor of her never yields to sleep. Yet all good things together came to me in her company, and countless riches at her hands. And I rejoiced in them all, because wisdom is their leader, though I had not known that she is the mother of these. Simply, I learned about her, and ungrudgingly do I share. Her riches I do not hide away, for to men she is an unfailing treasure. Those who gain this treasure win the friendship of God, to whom the gifts they have from discipline commend them. The word of the Lord.
Steps firm. He put a new song into my mouth, praise of our God.
I announce your justice, O Lord.
Your justice I have proclaimed in the great assembly. My lips I have not sealed, you know it, O Lord.
I announce your justice, O Lord.
Your saving help I have not hidden in my heart. Of your faithfulness and salvation I have spoken. I made no secret of your merciful love and your faithfulness to the great assembly. Rejoicing and gladness for all who seek you. Let them ever say, the Lord is great, who long for your salvation.
Thank you. Dominus vobiscum. Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Marcum.
Gloria tibi, Domine.
Jesus was revealed to the 11. He said to them, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the good news to all creation. The man who believes in it and accepts baptism will be saved. The man who refuses to believe in it will be condemned. Signs like these will accompany those who have professed their faith. They will use my name to expel demons. They will speak entirely new languages. They will be able to handle serpents. They will be able to drink deadly poison without harm. And the sick, upon whom they lay their hands, will recover." Then, after speaking to them, the Lord Jesus was taken up into heaven and took his seat at God's right hand. The 11 went forth and preached everywhere. The Lord continued to work with them throughout and confirm the message through the signs which accompanied them. Verbum Domini.
Today we celebrate the feast of one of the most well-known Franciscan saints. Saint Anthony was born in Lisbon, Portugal in the year 1195. He was baptized with the name Ferdinand. He joined the Augustinian canons and was with them for 11 years. He was known to be a man of prayer. He studied diligently and was very gifted intellectually. He was known to have a great knowledge of theology, of scripture, and the fathers of the church. And it was noted that his memory was so remarkable that he retained almost all of what he studied, whether of scripture or the church fathers. And he had the gift of wisdom. Our first reading today from the Book of Wisdom reminds us that wisdom is a gift that comes from God, right? We don't earn wisdom. And this gift of wisdom is more valuable than power or prosperity or personal health. Solomon says, "I prayed and understanding was given me. I called upon God and the spirit of wisdom came to me." So again, this is not something that we can earn through our own effort alone. Rather, it's a gift from the Lord who bestows understanding upon those who seek it from him. Solomon also says in our reading that all good things came to me along with her, that is, wisdom. Remember, God had told Solomon, "Ask what I shall give you." In Solomon's response, he asked for an understanding mind to govern God's people and to be able to discern between right and wrong. And this pleased the Lord so much that he told Solomon that not only would he be given a wise and discerning mind, but many other gifts as well. So wisdom is a gift that bestows other gifts, as Solomon discovered. He also says in our reading about wisdom, "Simply I learned about her, and ungrudgingly do I share. Her riches I do not hide away. For to men she is an unfailing treasure. Those who gain this treasure win the friendship of God." So the saints came to realize, and Saint Anthony came to realize, that the gift of wisdom is not merely for one's own personal benefit. Those who gain this treasure, again, they desire to share this with others. It is meant to be shared with others. And it's a gift that, if used well, leads to friendship with God. Saint Anthony also had a wise and discerning mind and was a friend of God. And he could have been a great saint of the Augustinian order. That's where he originally entered. We could have had Saint Ferdinand of Lisbon in our calendar of saints. But it was when the bodies of the first five Franciscan martyrs, Saint Berard and his companions, when they were brought back from Morocco to Portugal, that Ferdinand was deeply moved by this experience, and he had a great desire well up within him to be both a Franciscan and a martyr, just as these martyrs had been. And it was upon hearing about the martyrdom of these proto-martyrs, these friars, that St. Francis himself was reported to have said, "Now I can truly say that I have five friars minor," right? They laid down their lives. But Ferdinand would request and eventually receive permission to leave the Augustinians, and he entered the Franciscan order at the age of 25. And as he was leaving, one of his Augustinian confreres said to him, "Go on, maybe you will even become a saint." And Ferdinand replied, "When you hear it said that I am a saint, you will praise the Lord for it." And when he entered the Franciscan order and received the habit, he took the name Anthony, and he remained a Franciscan friar for the 11 short years left of his life. And he was able to fulfill that desire to go to Morocco. Remember, when he saw these martyrs, he wanted to go and preach the gospel. He wanted to be martyred for the faith. Part of that was fulfilled. He did get to go to Morocco. But after a short trip, he was struck with a very severe illness, and it became very clear that this was not God's will for him. He had to turn back. And this was an occasion for him to really, as a test, to resign himself, to resign his own desires, his own intentions to the will of God when it became very clear. On a later occasion, there was a gathering of Dominican and Franciscan friars in celebration of an upcoming ordination. And it was a custom to give a talk or a spiritual conference to prepare those gathered for the upcoming ordinations. But all those invited and given the honor to give the talk on the spot, they declined. They didn't feel that they were prepared. And Anthony himself declined as well, but he was ordered. He was commanded, "You will get up and you will give this talk extemporaneously on the spot." But that gave him freedom too. You can speak on whatever topic, however the Holy Spirit prompts you. And so he got up, and it was when he gave this talk that all those who heard him, they became very well aware of how closely he was united with the Lord. He was full of the Holy Spirit. He had a great humility and a profound understanding of sacred scripture. It was soon after that that he was assigned to preach in northern Italy and also to teach the friars, to teach them theology. Now, St. Francis, you may have heard, was kind of cautious and weary about the friars studying theology at first. He was very cautious about the temptation to pride. If one devotes themselves to study all the time, pride can easily rise up in us if we're not careful. But he also saw the value when a life of study is united with virtue. In the year 1219, the first mission of the friars to Germany failed, because the friars didn't know the language. They're ignorant of the language and the territory they're going into. As they were there, all they picked up was the word ja, meaning yes, and they found out that that worked for a lot of things when they're asked questions, until they were asked if they were heretics, and they responded ja, and so they were kicked out, right? So St. Francis and the friars, it is good to study. We need to know that we might be able to better communicate the gospel and the faith, the clarity of the faith. So one thing, as Anthony was given this task against St. Francis, word got back to St. Francis. Certainly when Anthony gave this inspired talk before the ordinations, but also he came to realize that he really knows how to unite humility and virtue with a life of study. And he also again saw the demands of the church. The church knows we need to confront heresy and error, but to do it with charity. So St. Francis sent a letter to Anthony, and he said, "It pleases me that you might teach sacred theology to the brothers, provided that during such study, you will not extinguish the spirit of holy prayer and devotion as it is written in the rule." And Anthony was very careful to faithfully to carry out this mission. And it was evident that he placed more value on the salvation of souls than on learning for its own sake, right? That's the goal of it, to lead souls to Christ, to lead souls to the truth, to lead them to heaven. Now, one title that St. Anthony has received is the Hammer of Heretics, and yet this reputation was not due to his forcefully crushing errors when he came across them, but rather he very clearly and logically taught the truth, and he corrected error again by his profound knowledge of sacred scripture and the teachings of the church. St. Anthony is also known as the patron saint of lost things, and this comes from an incident where a novice had carried off a very valuable psalter that St. Anthony was using, and he had not only was the psalter itself very valuable, it was the Psalms, but he also had his own personal notes and commentary in the margins, and so it was very helpful for his own preparation and study and preaching. And he very earnestly begged the Lord in prayer that it might be returned. And shortly after, the young man who had taken it returned it to him, driven by some indescribable fear. So the fear of God was put into that young novice, and he returned it to Anthony. So St. Anthony is the patron saint of finding lost things, but more importantly, he's the patron of lost souls, right? Those who have fallen into mortal sin, who have abandoned the church, or lost the practice of their faith. So we ask St. Anthony also to pray for all of our loved ones, especially who have lost the practice of their faith. As he was preparing for his death, and after receiving the last sacraments, it was noted that St. Anthony kept looking upward with a smile on his face. And when he was asked what he saw, he replied, "I see my Lord." Right? He was ready. He died shortly after, and it was June 13th on this day at the age of 36, and he was canonized just 1 year after his death. He was eventually proclaimed a doctor of the church in 1946 and received the title the Evangelical Doctor, or the Doctor of the Gospel. And Pope Pius XII had said, it is because Anthony so very often uses thoughts and examples taken from the gospel that he clearly shows himself worthy and deserving with full right the title Doctor of the Gospel. So I conclude with the recommendation that St. Anthony once gave, saying that if you preach Jesus, he will melt hardened hearts. If you invoke him, he will soften harsh temptations. If you think of him, he will enlighten your mind. If you read of him, he will satisfy your intellect.